nisan duniya domin ni wannan shiri ne wanda ubangiji Allah madaukakin sarki ya shirya tun fulas kuma mutum ne mai san yara me yasa aka kore yara gida
fa su you come from the same school just to show you
a lot of things you need to be
tired
of
so so be tired of shiri ba tsure ne kuma uwan mu ba mata. Hallelujah.
Thank you very much, sister. I appreciate the introduction.
Ya gode yar wata da wannan gafatarwa da kika yi.
And I'm very happy to be here with you in your midst. I'm with Adeze Okuta.
What's your name? Adeze Okuta.
A Nigerian from the Delta region.
Nigeria.
And she is a trustee in our foundation. And she heard the gospel just like you will hear the gospel. I hope and trust in the power of
Spirit.
And I'm with Madiki. This is my translator, my friend, and my brother. And he also preaches the gospel of God's grace. And believe these things I say from the Bible. And my name is Heishimu. I'm an American from California, but I'm your brother in Christ.
Yes, Lord. She sunan shi Heishimu ba Hashimu ba. Heishimu. Yawa. Wato daga can kasar America. Daga can kasar America kuma dan California ne.
I thought that when I finally came to Africa, people would recognize my name, but no, I get laughed at here too.
Wato yayi mamaki da yazo nan kasan sai ganin sunan mai yana dan kamani da kamani namu.
But the name means respect in Swahili.
Wato shi wannan sunan nasa ma'ana a wajen su shine mai fashi dutse.
Even though I'm an American.
Wato ko da yake shi dan America ne.
First Corinthians in chapter number 4.
Korintiya ta farko sura 4.
Verse number 14 through 21 is going to be our message.
Wato daga aya 14 zai zama kan magana tamu.
There are two themes here: to imitate the Apostle Paul in his meekness and gentleness and in his ministry unto other people.
Wato akwai wani abin da kenan da ke cikin wannan manzon annabi mu Bulus. Ya gafitar da kuma ya sanar mana da shi da ya kamata mu yi nazari da shi da safan nan.
I pray you listen very carefully unto the word of God.
Yana bukata za mu saurare shi mu bashi kunnuwa mu yi shiru ba su rutu.
I've come a long way, so please pay attention, but to the word of God.
Da inda ya fito daga nesa so ya kamata mu dan saurare shi kuma mu bashi lokaci.
Let us pray.
Mu yi addu'a.
Our Father, as we come to you in the power, in the name, and in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ubangiji mun gode domin yadda muke tsaya gabanka da ikonka na darajar Isa Almasihu.
We ask that you accept our worship because you give to us for Christ's sake.
Amince da duka sujada da muke maka ta wajen Isa Almasihu.
Amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 4, in verse 14, Paul says, I do not write these things. To shame you. The things that Paul was writing about is a true and sincere ministry. What does it mean to believe the gospel? The fact that he saved sinners whom he had chosen and called, and that all salvation is by God's grace, and it ought to impact our character. He says, I'm not writing these things to shame you. But as my beloved children, I warn you. Our religion must get back unto the Bible. I'm very happy to come into a place, Pastor, where people seem to give reverence
to the Word of God
and to His worship. That we're not here to play games, but to honor Him. So when the Bible corrects us, it's not meaning to put us in shame as you would a dog. But He's trying to correct us with love and patience because we have to be corrected. Our religion must be brought back unto the Word of God, not our opinions, not what we think, not what we do in America or in Nigeria, but Bible.
Wato irin addinin da muke yi dole ne kusanci yana gamshi ga kalman Allah ba wai dan niyya din mu ko kuma yadda muke so ko kuma burin mu kamar yadda yake America ko wani kasa ba a'a ko a Nigeria a'a amma dole kasance ga kalmar Allah. Mun gane.
So if we get back unto the Bible,
maka koma cikin littafin ki kalmar Allah,
everything will be corrected and God will be with us in spirit and truth. And will worship Him in a way that brings Him honor and glory. Is that the most important thing on your heart as we gather here this morning? Is it the glory of God? Or is it to make me happy? Do you come to worship God or to just have
maka halara na mu bautawa Allah ne ko kuma bari mu nuna irin yanayin mu yadda mu ma mun iya
just to have fun and to play
mu dai yi ne kawai muna yi.
We come to worship God and in that most happy
idan muka zo domin mu daukaka sunan shi muna gan shi mai daraja ne to abu farin ciki.
For though Paul says in verse 15 that you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel.
Muna kuwa da shaida muku bisa ga fadar wato Ubangiji cewa mu da muke yanzu muke kuma a raye har ya zuwa wato koma ga Ubangiji ko kadan ba za mu riga waɗanda suke yin bacci tashi ba.
That's the way that God saves sinners. Is He begets, is He gives them birth through the gospel. Nigeria has more children than any place else in the world. The fastest growing country in the world. You have more babies per person than anybody on earth. Well, you know something about begetting. A husband, a wife, a man, and a woman, and begat you. The Almighty God has people that He has chosen from the foundation of the world. These people He calls unto Himself by the truth of the gospel that's in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And the gospel is in Christ, it's not in yourself. It's the mercies of God that put you in Christ, that gave you the gospel, that taught you the truth, that caused you to understand, that brought you forth into a new life. You and I were spiritually dead, just like Lazarus was physically dead. And when Christ said, Lazarus, come forward, he called and he came forward. He calls you forward by the gospel, not to the preacher, but to the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. This is how you get to God, not by coming forward unto the preacher. Becoming with Jesus Christ by faith in your heart, believing the truth of the gospel that He has taught
you.
And there's only one gospel. It's God does all of the saving and He gets all of the
glory.
Has He begotten you by the truth of the gospel? Here's one way that you and I know. We come to the Bible to be corrected, and we bow unto His teaching no matter what it says. An old man was very wise and said, you must believe the Bible before you understand what it says. You receive it as the Word of God. Are you hearing me? Are you the kind of person that no matter what the Bible says, as long as it's in Bible, I will obey? This is a new covenant Christian. He's given you a new heart and a new understanding. He's changed your mind. He has conquered your will. You recognize that Jesus Christ is Lord. And for His great salvation, And the first thing He says is to repent. It's to repent of all sin. Not some sin and then I keep some, but my whole entire life belongs to Jesus
Christ.
So happy to see the children coming in. Jesus Christ got to be Lord because He satisfied the judgment of God. He put away our sins, Pastor, and then God raised Him from the dead. He was buried, and on the third day, he actually rose again because he died successfully. He died in a way that made atonement to God and satisfied his judgment and justice against our sin. He paid the full penalty. That's why God has exalted him on high as the Lord over everything in America and in Nigeria. He rules everything absolutely and has all power in his hand. Nothing happens, whether good or bad, except he wills it in his sovereign pleasure. He is the ruler over all. He is the savior of the world. Especially those who trust
him.
Are you trusting Christ Jesus? Or are you trusting yourself? Are you trusting Christ Jesus or the fact that you're here so orderly in your uniforms and in your religious garb? Are you trusting Christ or what you do for Christ? Which one are you trusting? Christ or yourself? What the text says is that I've been begotten by faith in Christ Jesus. I'm a child of God because of Christ Jesus. The Almighty God blessed me and you because of Christ Jesus. We did absolutely nothing ourselves. Even the willpower to serve him is a gift from God. Even the good that you and I do is a gift from God. King David said, "All things which we give you have come from you." So even our praise is a gift from God through Christ Jesus. He enables us to praise him because he is gracious and kind. I'm a missionary not because I'm a great man, but a great sinner to obtain great mercy. Are you hearing me? Without God's mercy, I'm in hell. And if God just left his mercy just right there, and it was up to me to get there spiritually, I could not make it because of my sin problem. It was God who reached in my depraved heart because of Jesus Christ. And he said, I will make you come to me and obtain my mercy. Has that happened unto you? We had to be born again because we were filthy by nature. He had to give us a new heart with an understanding. He had to change our mind and change our will. A new creation of God. That's what we are. You know how I know? From the Bible. Not my intuition, not my knowledge, not my being in America, not my being a black man, not my being strong in sports, not my being smart in the world. The Bible, through the Bible, the Word of God, God taught me the gospel. How about you?
Bible!
And you know how you know that you've been taught. I keep on believing whatever God says in His Word. And I'm learning day by day, hour after hour, just like you. But our confidence is in the Word of God, in Christ Jesus, through the gospel, whereby He makes us able to live the Christian life. Verse 16 says, therefore I urge you, I plead with you, I beg you, Paul says, to imitate me. Imitate me, Paul says.
Paul would never have gotten into so much trouble if he said you can practice your Christianity however you want to. If Paul had said it doesn't really matter what you believe so long as you love Jesus, he'd have no trouble with men, but only with God at the judgment day. My dear friends, Christianity is not what you think, not what you heard. It's Bible. And we are to be imitators of the servant of Jesus Christ, the Apostle Paul. Are you a zealous imitator of His Word, His character, His doctrine, His teaching, His life, His manners, His ability to glorify God by the gift of God from heaven? I'm a follower of Paul as he follows Christ Jesus. I'm a follower of Paul because he's been sent to tell me how to obey God. Let me tell you a story about back in America. It's a black woman I know that attends a good church. But she always sits afar off because she thinks that she knows more
matan na tana da dan duro wato ba wai kunguru ba amma tana da girman kai domin tana ganin ita ta iya komai.
She thinks that she knows more than Paul the apostle and God.
Tana ganin ta iya fiye da manzon Bulus da su ubangiji da kuma ubangiji ko Yesu.
Let me tell you as to why I say that.
Bari ya ga mana dalilin da yasa ya ce haka.
She says,
ta ce,
she only wants to read the four gospels and she doesn't want to hear anything else that the Bible says.
Wato cikin littafin sabon al-Injila guda hudu ne take karanta ce ba ta so ta sake jin labarin ko wani ba cikin Bible. Ka ga ta iya kenan.
And she thinks that she's following Jesus.
Kuma tana gani kamar tana da hikima kuma tana bin Yesu cikin kaida.
But she is dead wrong.
Amma ita matacce ce bata sani.
Because Jesus sent the apostle Paul.
Yes, ya tura manzanin Bulus.
He revealed himself and made him the preeminent apostle.
Ya Bulus, Ubangiji ya nuna miki cikin ruya. Ya a cikin manzanin za a ga Bulus yana gaba da su domin yadda Ubangiji ya yi da shi. Da yadda suka yi da Ubangiji.
Even Peter said that Paul has some wisdom and some knowledge that I don't even have.
Petrus ya yi zance ya ce irin basira da kuma abin da Ubangiji ya zuba ba Bulus. Shi Petrus ya ce ba ni da irin wannan baiwar tashi.
But all of the apostles that have written us something, it's called the Apostles' Doctrine, and it's from Romans, particularly unto the book of Jude.
Wato za mu gani daga wannan ayoyin nan guda hudu ya ga gani irin annabci da aka yi daga su daga annabawan bani Israila.
This is the most important part of your Bible because it explains everything else.
Wato in ka fara daga Romawa din nan ayyukan manzanni su Romawa din nan zuwa ƙasa za ka gani yana bayyana duk wani abin da dama a bayyane da yawa amma kudin da ne su gaba daya fasara shi.
That's the doctrine of God.
Wato al'ajin Ubangiji kenan ko da zuwa Ubangiji kenan.
And we resist it.
Yan muka ce mun ki?
We perish.
Za mu hallaka.
And God squashes us in his wrath. Muna
so mu bi irin yanayin Bulus a cikin Bible.
I am.
Ni ma haka.
Let's keep going.
Mu ci gaba da tafiya mu gani inda za mu kai.
Let's see what else he says.
Mu gani kuma wani abin da ya faɗi.
Because we're going to obey it no matter what it is.
Za mu yi biyayya ko da menene. Ko da menene. Tunda mun dauki alƙawari.
I never have to know the things I'm preaching about ahead of time. I just need to know my text and whatever it says. Doesn't matter where I am or who I'm with, what it says. God's word, the Bible. With fear and trembling, sir, we take it. We bow to it. And oh, what joy there is. Woo!
Hallelujah.
There's a party in the soul because of Jesus Christ obeyed. This truth now. And anything that you need to obey God in the Bible, he will give you. That's the Holy Spirit. And he was earned because of Jesus Christ. Oh, I don't have to be scared of my Bible. I can come in repentance and say, oh. Help me to obey this because I failed.
wato yayi biyayya domin ni na kasa ya cika mana.
And he'll help the poor sinner because of Jesus Christ.
Yana taimako masu zunubi domin Yesu Kristi.
I get emotional as I'm preaching.
Wato in yana bishara wani lokaci yaji kaman dole ne kaji kaman ko hawaye ko jin mari 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 haka nan.
My heart bleeds.
Zuciyar shi yana girgiza izawa.
And I'm scared to death of what happens if you don't receive this word.
Yana da tsoro sosai idan mutum ya mutu ba shi da ceto kai abin yana tabo shi. Ina za shi.
So I tremble.
Yana izawa yana samu girgizan jiki.
And Paul says in verse number 17 that for this reason I have sent Timothy unto you, who is my beloved and faithful son in the Lord. I'm looking for people who are beloved and faithful. I'm looking for men who can preach the gospel because they are so rare, Pastor.
There's... Sa'annan, sai mu muka zo muke yin addu'a yace sa'annan sai mu da muke ra da muke
saboda muke
saboda
saboda
saboda haka
Timothy
kan ta mai shi to
saboda haka na aika muku da Timothy wanda yake shine dana kaunatacce amincacce kuma a cikin Ubangiji zai ko tuna muku da kaidodi na bin almasihu kamar yanda yake a koyawa a kowace ecclesia.
It's so rare to find a man who will serve you and not himself.
Dole ne mu samu wanda zai yantar da mu na gaskiya mu samu cetonmu.
Men in Nigeria are pregnant off the offerings of others.
Wato yawancin mu a nan kasar Najeriya muna da cikin wayansu a cikin mu.
I just saw a man who is purchasing his second private jet.
Wai ya ga wani mutum da yana kokari ma ya sayi jirgi na sama na biyu din.
And his people are poor.
Kuma mutanen sa talakawa ne ba su da komai.
And I keep wondering when will they stop being so stupid.
Ya yi tunani ya ce to wani lokaci ne wai hikima za ta zo a daina wannan shiririta da ake yi.
That's to buy a man a jet that you will never fly in and think you're serving God.
Musayawa mutum jirgin sama mu kuma ba mu tawa shiga jirgin ma mu je kokannin din ba.
No, Paul says that Timothy is my beloved and faithful son in the Lord. I help to bring him up in the gospel and he will remind you of my ways, Paul said, because there's no other way. My doctrine and my life that's in Jesus Christ as I teach. What did he say? Everywhere in every church.
Wato Buddhist yana cewa anan shi Buddhist sai da zai tada wanda suke mabiyansa su sani gaskiya domin su girma cikin gaskiya su sani ba wani abin da suke yake bukata da gaskiya.
There is no church in Africa, no church in America. There is one church that follows Paul.
Wato babu coci a nan Najeriya, babu coci a America. Fiye da wannan cocin da muke karantawa shine coci.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
There is no how I do things. There's only how he says.
Wato babu yadda zan yi wani abu. Dole ne yi abin da yake ya ce a cikin littafi shine coci.
So a lot of people say I'm Christian, but when it comes unto the Bible, if they say
wato yawancin mu zamu ce ai ni mai bi na ana tafiya to amma an ga so Bible za a bi shi na ku bar wannan nan ku wannan ba ko shi bane shi kuma sai
is that a Christian, yes or no?
Wannan Christianity ne yi ko a'a?
No. Not at all. We are the true Christians.
More than I am Christian.
Follow Paul. And I've been wrong so many times, but I'm corrected, and I'm still being corrected by attitude. It's corrected day by the word of God, and I'm happy. I'm happy. To be corrected and brought into the will of God is joyful thinking. As I teach everywhere in every church. Now, verse number 18 through 21, it talks about how Paul did his ministry with meekness and patience compared to the proud, puffed up, self-righteous, the self-important men of religion.
Wato bulis anan ayan da yake gaya mana yadda ya bauta wa Allah cikin ruhun tawali'u ba tare da wani daga ka fada ba ko kuma da ji ya isa amma yayi shi cikin tawali da jin tsoro da ladabi.
And he says in verse 18, now some are puffed up and proud. They're big shots. They're big men. As though Paul says, I was not coming unto you, as if I was scared to preach the truth right in front of your face.
Yes.
As if perhaps God had left the church in his own person, in this man's charge, and that he, Almighty God, had gone to sleep and he isn't really paying attention and it's just whatever that man wants to do is fine. No, Paul says, but I will come to you shortly if the Lord wills, and I will know not the word of those who are puffed up, but the power. Let me ask you a question. Would you rather be corrected by Paul now or by our Lord Jesus at the day of judgment? I choose Paul now. That when I meet my Lord Jesus, I may be happy and accepted. But Paul says, I don't want to hear all the talk about Christianity.
My
sisters, my brothers, I want to see the power of a Christian life. I want to see somebody who can obey the doctrine of the Bible. I want to see somebody who forsakes everything to follow Christ. I don't want to just hear his talk and say, I'm a Christian. I want to see a new life. All of the singing and dancing is obedience if it's done in God's order. But what about the rest of the Christian life? Is there meekness? Is there kindness? Is there humility? Is the husband, is he loving on his wife or mistreating her because it's in the culture? Are these boys being raised to honor their sisters or because her men, they just get to rule with an iron hand? I saw some boys, and it was an ox cart, And the boys were up on the ox cart. And the girls were all
walking.
That might be Muslim, but it's not Christian. In the Bible, we honor our women as equals in Christ. In the Bible, we raise our children to fear God. It's not just bringing him to church on Sunday and you leave him
there.
It's an entire life devoted to the salvation of your children, because only God can save them. And he doesn't care how hard you try, you cannot do it. Pastor, I think that we are so slack in saving our children because we don't really understand that God loves Jacob and hated Esau. And it's God that decides if your children go to heaven or hell. We can bring them to church, but we can't bring them to Christ by faith. We can bring them unto the gospel, but we can't bring it inside of their heart. You call yourselves Christians. What are you doing with your most important earthly possession? Are you teaching him about Christ? I
want
to see the power of your religion, not just the talk. Please listen to me now. I'm at a Christian camp, and it's extremely orderly as the way the things are run over at Sister Malama's assembly. But here's one thing I'm listening for. The other children talking to one another about Jesus Christ. Not just the singing and dancing, that's fun. But the Christian life. And when these little sinners get converted, they'll talk about Christ, just like you and me. I guarantee you that they will. They'll be infatuated with him too. They'll understand the knowledge of the forgiveness of sins. And it won't just be religion. I'm not Muslim. I come to church on Sunday. But it will be an entire consumption of their life.
Dads,
that's your most important responsibility. at your children, at your family, and everyone around you as much as you can,
but
get to know Christ. So the truth of God. It's not just coming to church, it's living the life. It's not just singing praises and being extremely moral. It's evangelism. It is seizing opportunities. It is actually live that others will know Christ. That's the thing. My whole life is devoted to one thing. That other people know Christ
Lord.
So I come to him in the Bible every day and say, make me like the Apostle Paul. Not just the speech, but the power,
the equal,
the joy of forgiveness. How many of you have it? How many of you understand and are conscious of the precious blood of Christ bringing you back into good relationship with the Father? How many of you know the power of the Holy Spirit when you're helpless to make you obey, to make you rejoice, to make you have peace in Christ? I was talking to someone recently that has gone far off from God. I was trying to bring to her attention the disgusting things that she had been doing. She's been sitting in a church that does not preach Christ just because she's afraid to leave and have no more friends. And I asked her, is she forgiven? And she said, yes. And then I asked her again, why are you still so miserable? And she got reading in her Bible in the book of Joel chapter 2 as to where I sent her. When she read that portion of scripture, did you know what she told me? With tears, I have to repent. Because she's been trying to enjoy forgiveness in her sin. And she's been trying to enjoy forgiveness for the far off doctrine that's in her head. But when it comes into her life with power, she'll be a new person. She'll be revived in her spirit. And she will love him. And she'll be so zealous of his glory that she will live to make Christ known no matter what. That's forgiveness. When you love God because you're so happy.
That's the power of the Christian.
And I just don't want to talk. Oh, I want the power. The joy that keeps increasing. Even when you're outside of the building. Is your happiest time in here on Sunday, or are you happy with God throughout the days, throughout the week, because He's with you? That's the power of the Christian. Are you reading your Bible and saying, well, it doesn't really matter if I obey that? Because after all, I'm a Christian, I'm not a Muslim. Or are you reading your Bible and saying, Lord, you give me that, or I die? Verse 20. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. It's the ability to live the Christian life. The ability to love people and walk holy. The ability to forgive and be gracious and kind. The ability to abstain from sin in your private parts. The ability to serve God when nobody's watching. It's ultimately this. The ability to put your finger on the Bible and it get in your life. That's power. When you see it and you can be it because God is with you. It's not just talk. It's not just words. It's life. I want to know the power. If you Christians in the north have power, let's rule Nigeria. Let's come down from the north and invade the south because they need the gospel. They don't have it. Where's the power? Where's the power? Right here. Where is it? Who has God? That's a school teacher. God on the inside of you teaching the people. That's words. Not just routine. Not just singing. Life. Life. Oh, that's Christian. That's a man who cannot walk spiritually. A cripple. I've never walked with God. Leaping up and praising God in holy life. That's the power of a blind man who cannot see God's glory. But now all of a sudden through the preaching of the gospel, I see Christ and I follow Him. I follow Him. He told blind Bartimaeus, What is it that you want from me? And then Bartimaeus said, I want my sight. And you know what the scripture says? After God healed him, Scripture says he followed him in the way. That's power. I've seen his beauty.
I've seen his glory. I'm not going anywhere else but with Christ. A joy is so great you care not. I saw my friends here struggling from the USA. I saw the false prophets that were infesting Nigeria all over the South. All the persecutions in the north. But power is not just saying, oh, that's just too bad for them. Power is able to do something about it. Even from America, people can pray, people can give. People can love you. People can support me. And the men that God raises up can go and give their life to the preaching of the gospel. Because it's more than just words. It's power. I want you filled with power of a holy life. I beg you to get this power. I plead with you. Just go to God through Jesus Christ. And say, make me able to obey you in my life. What do you want, he says in verse number 21. And here's where I learned so much. Shall I come to you, Paul says, what do you want? With the stick and I have to beat you? Or in love. And a spirit of gentleness. I want God to teach me how to pray. I don't want to be angry with you in my flesh and me trying to save you.
Yes.
I want God to do it His way, because it's the only way that works and gives Him glory. And so even when the people are wrong, Pastor,
just
be thankful.
Thank you.
Just be thankful. Just turn to Christ. We plead with you. Look to Him now. And be different. I humble myself, brother.
Why do
you not? This in your life.
Why do
you
not?
I thank you, my sister. Honor him. And the man that you marry, pick one that honors God. You obey your parents because you fear the Lord. And your peace
becomes
peace. But I want you to get this message. In the Bible, it said that Paul wept many tears, and I didn't understand that for a long time. Until God,
He forgave me. And He gave me power that I never had. And now, I'm addicted to it. How about you? I want you to enter in. Come to Jesus Christ by faith in your heart. And trust Him to give you a new life. Because He forgives your sins. And He has the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.